The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Happy, happy, happy anniversary to you.
My guest tonight is the personal friend and the executive chef, Barry Dukakis, and also a gentleman that I really like because he works for one of the finest wineries in California, Jay Lohr. His name, of course, is Michael Scuro. We're America's number one syndicated food, wine, and radio show, and we have information about good wines and great food each and every episode. And tonight, we're celebrating 15 years of broadcasting Wines du Jour every Thursday. Thank you for all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, literally from around the world, from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Japan, from Baja California, from France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our in-house special invited guest audience is both hungry, thirsty, and a little bit crowded, but we're going to put up with that without a problem. And they can't wait to get started, so we're pouring wine as we speak. Our program broadcasts each week, remembering that each time we reflect on what we are all about, and that is... wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. Remembering also that we'll discover lots of information about taste and flavor as we enjoy good food to pair it with great, excellent wines, because wine is bottled poetry. If this is your first time listening to Wines du Jour, stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast, and Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We're also available on podcast and free on iTunes, so listen to us also on Wonder Radio or Warp Radio. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with information, great taste, right here on Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. Who knew? First, I want to talk about the place where we're sitting right here, because this is such a great restaurant. Some of the people in Las Vegas, very few, but some of the people have never been here before. I have to tell you that if you're listening to us from anywhere around the country or literally around the world, when you come to Las Vegas, you make it a point, do yourself a favor, and have at least one meal here at Nine Steakhouse. It is so unusual. Why is it unusual? Just the spelling alone. Most people spell nine, N-I-N-E. That's not the way Nine Steakhouse spells it. It's nine, then the number nine. I'm sorry, it's N, and then the number nine, and then N-E. So that's kind of cool, a little bit different. And one of the reasons is from day one, and that's almost 15 years now, they have one of the best chefs in Las Vegas. Barry Dukakis is the chef here. He's the executive chef, and he has kept control of everything here, and that means prime meat, great service, clean service to your table. The people that work here do a beautiful job, and the atmosphere is very good. In fact, if you have been here, well, say over 6 months ago, you know that they used to have a nice caviar bar in the restaurant, and because caviar has kind of gone out of favor in some places, they decided to remove it. So what they've done is done a little remodel here in the restaurant. This is in the Palms Casino Resort, which is one of the finest places off the strip here in the Las Vegas area. And as I mentioned earlier, they're going to be celebrating, I believe, 15 years coming up in November. Is that right, Chef Barry?
November, that's correct.
November, okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you started. We go back about 25 years.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Hmm?
Okay, so I'm from Providence, Rhode Island originally, and I went to culinary school at Rhode Island School of Design, and after school, I went to Manhattan and worked for Charlie Palmer in New York City, opened up Oriole. And then I went back in Providence, Rhode Island, worked at Biltmore Hotels, and I worked for the Bruins to learn a little bit about production catering. And then I landed back here at Oriole Vegas and Charlie Palmer
Steak. That's where we met.
That's where we first
met. Oriole Restaurant in Mandalay Bay. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more from Barry Dukakis, and you'll be very interested in what he has to say. And his food is outstanding. Where do you taste it tonight? Be back in just a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Here on CRN, we'd like to keep you updated on what's happening in wine throughout the state of California. Napa, Sonoma, the Pacific Coast has great regions like the Central Coast area, Paso Robles, Santa Barbara, Temecula. Join our very own Larry Van Alst as he takes a look at what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report. It comes your way Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. right here on CRN. Winemakers, superstars, wine growers, and more with Larry Van Alst. What's cooking on wine? The Sonoma Report.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at this beautiful Nine Steakhouse in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Boy, you know, it gets noisy in here when you get 60-something people deciding to tell their stories during the break. But that's okay. As long as you don't do it while we're on the air, it's fine. No problem. The good part is this wine is spectacular, isn't it? Yeah. Well, of course, we have Michael Scuro, who is the representative for J. Lohr here in Nevada. He's with us again this evening. He's been on the show several times in the past, and he never fails to bring some wonderful wines that we can pair with some of the foods at the upscale restaurant that we're doing our show from. And tonight is certainly no exception. So I just want to say hi to Michael. Tell us a little bit about J. Lohr, if you would, Michael.
Okay. Thanks for having me back, Les.
You bet.
J. Lohr, J actually stands for Jerry, for Jerry Lohr, the founder, owner, since 1972 we've been making wine. And Jerry Lohr actually grew up in South Dakota on a small farm and went to South Dakota State and graduated there and then went to Stanford University and graduated there with a master's and PhD and went into the military and came back to California and actually fell in love with wine with his first glass at Stanford University and bought land in the late 60s in Monterey. And we've been making wine since 1972. We have 2,300 acres of vineyards in Paso Robles. In Monterey, we have 1,300 acres. And in St. Helena, Napa, we have 34 acres. And we also have a corporate office and tasting room in San Jose besides our tasting room at the winery in Paso Robles.
Well, that's pretty good. Well, you know, when I first met Jerry Lohr, who I consider to be a friend, he's just a, not only a smart guy, but he knows how to make sure wine comes out the way he wants to. I want to tell you a real quick story that I haven't said maybe more than once in the 15 years that we've been on the air, but this is something I think is kind of unusual, and maybe Michael will correct me if it turns out that I'm saying something wrong. Way back in the early 80s, when my wife and I went to visit meet and visit Jerry Lohr at the winery there. He didn't have Paso Robles at that time. That wasn't built. They had the, I think they had the vineyard, but not the buildings. But at any rate, we were having lunch in the winery, and in the tasting room actually, and two vans pulled up in front of the winery. Now I have to tell you, this winery is something that you've never seen before, because across the street from the winery is an elementary school. And next door to the winery is a hospital. How in the hell did that happen? Well, the answer is they were there first. So that's the way that worked. At any rate, somebody got out of the van and came in and asked for the winemaker. The winemaker went outside, and you could see him with the TV cameras doing an interview. And about 30 minutes or so later, he came in and he scolded the tasting room manager. Why did you send that wine to L.A.? And she said, I sent all of our wine. We always send all of our wine down there. And he said, well, you sent the non-alcoholic wine, and it won the gold medal in the price range. Nobody even knew they had non-alcoholic wine. This winemaker was so smart and did something that is so simple, as it turns out. If you've ever had non-alcoholic wine, you know it's pretty much putrid. It's boiled wine, which is, I mean, how can that possibly be good? But this winemaker at Jerry Lohr made his Chardonnay, and then he came up with an idea on how to remove just the alcohol from the wine. It tasted exactly like the other wine, but it had no alcohol in it. And no wonder it won. But it won over regular wine Chardonnays in that same price range. They didn't know. There was no such thing as non-alcoholic wine at that time, and it was called Ariel.
Right, Ariel, and our winemaker still with us today. He's our head winemaker, coup of the company, Jeff Meyer, actually, for 32 years now.
32 years. Well, the guy's genius. And I just have to tell you a behind-the-scenes story. After that wine hit the market and everybody says, oh, my God, you know, every winery says, how does he do it? How does he do it? So they signed contracts with him as a consultant, right? So they started sending him checks, and he started answering names. And when they discovered how he removed the alcohol from the wine, it was no secret. It was no special equipment. It was not boiling wine or whatever. It was simple to do. They quit doing it because, hey, why are we paying him for that? We can do this ourselves. And that's exactly the way it worked. Do you remember? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that was quite a while ago when we started.
Yeah,
that.
Sorry, yeah. It was quite a while ago. Well, I was only 4 at the time. But at any rate, I just thought that was a good thing. If you like or need to have non-alcoholic wine, look for Ariel, A-R-I-E-L. It's in most of the stores, right?
Yes.
And at that time, they only had one flavor, which was Chardonnay. How many flavors do you have now?
Oh, we make Chardonnay, Cab Merlot, and White Zinfandel.
Sparkling too, right?
We no longer make this sparkling.
Oh, you don't? Okay. But anyway, I have to tell you, you can't tell that it doesn't have alcohol in it. But if you buy any other brand, and I'm not going to mention any names because I don't have anything good to say about it, if you buy any other brand of non-alcoholic wine, you won't have more than one sip and you're going to pour it out. It's just that bad. Why or how, I don't know, but I can tell you, Ariel is killer. Do you like Ariel?
I do.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's enough of that. Let's get back to Barry Daycake now, because he's got a very interesting story. He came here as he brought us up to date from back east to here, working for Charlie Palmer at Ariel in Mandalay Bay. And then you left Charlie Palmer, and what happened after that?
Well, I left Charlie Palmer because the Maloof family commissioned me, along with Michael Morton and Scott DeGraff,
right, yeah,
to come and open up a steakhouse at the Palms Hotel and Casino here in Las Vegas. And the opportunity was so great that they gave me an offer I couldn't refuse.
There you go. That'll work.
But I will say, for the record, I did tell Charlie Palmer, can you match it, out of respect? Because he's the one who brought me into the culinary field.
Great. Well, Charlie Palmer is a friend and a very, very talented man. He has several restaurants, all successful as far as I know. And if he fixes something for you, you damn sure want to try it, because it's going to be very good. One quick sideline here is that Charlie Palmer was also the chef for one of the cruise lines. I don't remember which one it was. My wife could tell you. But we went on a trip, our first time on a yacht, or not a yacht, but a cruise line. And what happened is Charlie Palmer called the people on that ship and said, Les Kincaid and his wife are going to be guests on your ship for the 10-day cruise. And I have to tell you, they thought I was some type of a celebrity. We had dinner every day with the captain, and not with 40 other people, but maybe 3 or 4. And they treated us like you can't believe. It was very good. Every trip that we took off on shore, you know, you do that when you pull in. That's why it takes 10 days to go 80 miles. But the fact is, we had just an excellent time, and it was because of Charlie Palmer. We've gone on cruises since then, and I keep asking, does Charlie know we're going on this cruise?
I think it was Seabourn.
Seabourn, that's probably it, yeah. 10 days, it was just a beautiful trip, and I recommend it for anybody. Now, one thing I want to bring up before we get too far along is, being our 15th anniversary, every anniversary for 15 years, my wife has diligently worked her fanny to get a what we call a goodie bag. And this goodie bag, everybody here is going to get one as you leave if you haven't lost your red ticket that you got when you checked in. So make sure you don't give it away. Don't drop it on the floor. You'll be mad. But let me just give you a rundown of what's in that goodie bag, the items that are there. Nine Steakhouse, of course, Executive Chef Barry Daycake and General Manager Jeff Evans for allowing us to come here at the Palms. J. Lohr Winery, of course, we have Michael Scuro sitting next to me. Allstate Insurance, Barefoot Wine and Bubbly, Bodies the Exhibition. You don't know about that in town. There's a beautiful show that you can go see. They're called Bodies. Well, they are Bodies, actually. And you can see it's a very interesting thing. Bonefish Grill, Bravo Cucina Italia, Brio Duskin Grill, California Pizza Kitchen, Crave American Kitchen. This lady that does massages like you can't believe, that's Donna Marie Telfer, has something in the bag for you as well. DB Brasserie, one of our favorite restaurants here in Las Vegas. El Segundo Sol, another nice Mexican restaurant. Elixir, it's a local lounge. Erica Woolbright with the Avon Company. Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Has donated some information that's in your bag, and I just want to tell you that I've been doing classes at Ferguson's for about 6 years through UNLV. If you take a class, sign up with a class from me through the catalog, you're going to come to the Ferguson store for the class. Pretty interesting, very, very nice place. Fidelity Investments was very kind to us. Food and Beverage Magazine, Grimaldi's Coal Brick Oven Pizzeria, the Hofbräuhaus here in Las Vegas, Luxury Magazine, McCormick & Schmick Seafood and Steaks, McMullen's Irish Pub, Monterey Wine Country. You see what I mean by busy? I'm not even half done. My Vegas Magazine, Origin India Restaurant, Outback Steakhouse, Pancho's Mexican Restaurant, P.F. Chang's China Bistro, Red Robin Gourmet Burgers and Brews, and I think they make about the best hamburger in Las Vegas. Sammy's Woodfire Pizza, Settebello Restaurant, Sidebar, Siena Italian Authentic Trattoria, Smith's Food and Drug, Sony, Strip Burger, Tivana, Total Wine and More, Town Square, Triple George Grill, UNLV, Whole Foods Market, Wine Aways, and Wine Wipes. Those are the things that are going to be in your goodie bag. I have to tell you, it weighs probably about 8 or 10 pounds. So you will definitely love it. And give my wife a kiss for doing it. She worked her fanny off to make sure that all worked. Okay, I want to go back to Barry, if we can. And tell us a little bit about your food. Now, I know from experience that you have nothing but great food in the coming out of the kitchen. I mean, everybody back there is a professional. I mean, yeah, okay, they wear a chef coat, but, I mean, they really deserve to wear a chef coat because they know what the hell it is they're doing. It's very popular. It's a very hot spot for celebrities. You know, you go to towns like in Las Vegas when you know there's a lot of celebrities, you wonder where they go. Well, a lot of them come here to eat because they know Barry and the quality of his food and so on. And it's been nominated as a top 100 restaurant in the world, not just locally, by Condé Nast Traveler. That's a lot saying right there. Top 100 dining hotspots for 2016 by Open Table. The best steakhouse by Las Vegas Magazine. The steaks are all prime, but he has a lot more than just steaks. Not that I'm denouncing it in any way, but there's a lot more items. So there's some people that don't eat steaks. They only eat fish or chicken. Boy, you can got that stuff covered too, don't you?
Yeah, we definitely have it covered because there's a lot of people that are really conscious on what they eat, different allergies, different dietary needs, and we accommodate everyone that comes to this restaurant. The main thing that we want to do here at Nine Steakhouse is make sure our guest leaves with a smile. So whether you're a vegetarian, whether you just want a plate of pasta, whether you want a great steak or a piece of chicken, we'll make it perfect for you.
Well, I have to say, excellent steaks and a deep wine list. I don't know about you, but of course, being in the wine field, I can tell you that when you find a wine list that's what I call deep, It is. And the good thing is there isn't a wine on that wine list, and this is not normal for a lot of restaurants, there isn't a wine on that wine list that doesn't go with something on the menu. That's something you don't find. Unfortunately, it's not uncommon to see restaurateurs put their favorite items on the menu, and somebody else does the wine list and has no idea what's on the menu, and you've got mishmash. Here, you've got an opportunity, depending on what you want to spend, what kind of wine you want, and so on. You've got selections to make because it is deep. It really is. Dazzling modern design is what I would say with the restaurant here. Everybody here is friendly that works here. They know what they're doing. They know what side to serve you from, what side to take the food away from the table and so on, which most restaurants, unfortunately, don't have a damn clue. The menu is diverse enough to include both sirloin and sashimi. How about that? Not too shabby. And it's where the coolest crowd of carnivores hang out. That's not a bad thing either. The Nine Steakhouse.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available only on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at Rite Aid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit Rite Aid.com/Raken Points for details.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earns some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, early morning radio, and I guess it is radio, although it's radio on TV because this is CRN Digital Talk. You can find out what's going on in the world. We talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. We have an interesting way of looking at the news and having a little fun with the issues. So if you want to have some fun, learn a few things, and get up on the right side of the world, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, weekday mornings, 2 to 7 a.m. on CRN Digital Talk.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here in Las Vegas at the Nine Steakhouse. I know everybody in the audience is going crazy over the food that they just sent out to go along with the Chardonnay. But before I talk about the food, I want to mention a little bit about the Chardonnay because there's nobody better than Michael Scuro to tell us about it. Tell us about your Chardonnay that we're tasting tonight.
So actually, the three wines we're featuring tonight are our Vineyard Series wines, and the first one is our J. Lohr Arroyo Vista Chardonnay from our vineyards in Monterey County, and specifically Arroyo Seco AVA, which is the name of our vineyard, Arroyo Vista there. And actually, the Chardonnay is aged 14 months in French oak, and it's 59% new French oak, And this wine, we only produce like 11,000 six-packs, so about 5,500 cases, really small production. We harvest the grapes at night, and on your palate, you get lots of wonderful little touch of pear, apple, a little mango, tropical notes on your palate, and then you get a little hints of vanilla and oak, and that comes from the aging in the French oak, and great acidity. It goes great with the grilled shrimp tacos. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, I was thinking, tasting this, not only the shrimp that we had in the taco that I'm going to ask Barry to tell us a little bit about in a second, but, you know, this would be great with lobster, wouldn't it? Don't you think? I think this would be very, very good with lobster. Barry, tell us a little bit. Everything is handmade, guys. Even the tortilla that's out here, they made it in the kitchen here. Tell us a little bit about that, Barry.
So we take the tortilla. We have this little machine that makes the taco shape out of it.
Uh-huh.
And we take fresh avocado. We chop it up, fresh cilantro, a little bit of onion, a little bit of Fresno chili. We make almost a mousse. We use a fork. We don't blend it because we don't want it to become really mushy. So it has a little coarse texture. We take a little bit of summer corn, grilled summer corn, put it on top of the avocado. The avocado is almost like a paste. It makes it stick like a glue. And then we take a 3150 Mexican, white Mexican shrimp. When I say 3150, that's the size. It means roughly 31 to 50 shrimp to the pound.
Make a pound, yeah.
That's right. So those are the greatest shrimp in the world, I believe, white Mexican shrimp. And we grill them, and we just plop it right on top of the corn avocado mousse, drizzle it with some extra virgin olive oil and a little bit of cilantro on top.
Right.
Simple
well,
and good.
I have to tell you, that's delicious, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Chef Barry said that he loves that Mexican shrimp. But let me just tell you something, folks, in case you don't know. Some of the best shrimp in the world comes from Mexico.
Yeah.
That's no exaggeration. It's an absolute fact. You do not, or I should say, I do not recommend you buy shrimp from Asia or even from Europe. But if you get it from Mexico or here in America, it's very good quality.
If any of you have cruised and you go to Mazatlan, have anybody here been to Mazatlan? That's the Sea of Cortez. That's where these shrimp come out of.
Yeah.
And they're just wonderful. I mean, you drive in on the side street markets, and you see the shrimp alive in baskets with just ice crushed over it. It's something really cool to
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely. Or you go to the El Capitan Hotel, which is where we like to go.
Okay.
and it's great. So just for your own, put it in the back of your head, that if the shrimp says it's from somewhere in Asia, you know, you just pass. You know, we can talk about farm-raised and all that. We'll do that at some other time. But the shrimp from Mexico is the best in taste and flavor, and he knows that. Now, we've got great Chardonnay. We've got a nice little taco to go along, shrimp taco, if you will, to go along with. That is a great pairing. The good part is, come on, folks, we're on the air, all right? Please, be respectful enough to tell your stories during the break or after the show, whatever works best for you. That's good. Thank you. The good thing is, what we're doing here is we're telling people about good wine and good food. And each and every week for 15 years now, we have gone to an upscale restaurant each week and featured a winery, a different winery almost every week, and the three wines from that particular wine and from that particular winery, and they choose the wines. I don't tell them we want this or that or the other. The winery says we'd like you to feature A, B, C, and that's what we do. Then we go to the kitchen at the restaurant that we're going to do the show featuring that wine, and we pair food together with it. And let me tell you, I think in 15 years there hasn't been more than two that haven't been perfectly paired. And I'm just saying two, and I couldn't even tell you who they were at this point, because it happens almost every week to be right on. Why? The chefs that work at the restaurants that we go to are all very knowledgeable, and they make sure that the people in the kitchen do exactly what they want done, because we're representing that winery and or that restaurant that week. So it's a win-win for everybody. And you and I get an opportunity to taste the food and taste the wine and hopefully discover some new information about both. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about number two. What's number two? Petite Syrah. We'll find out more about that when we come back. Be back in just a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wines Is Your. We're having a good time here. We're having a really good time in this little room here where we have an awful lot of great food and great wines coming up. In fact, the first wine, or I should say the second wine that we're having this evening that we're actually pouring as we speak, I'm going to ask our friend if he would be kind enough to tell us a little bit about it. Michael Scarro, tell us a little bit about your Tower Road Petite Syrah 2013.
So this is our J. Lohr, one of our other Vineyard Series wines. It's called Tower Road Petite Syrah. It's, the grape variety is Petite Syrah, and the name Tower Road is actually just named after a little tiny road that leads to a little private airport there close to our vineyard. And that's why we named it Tower Road.
Is that in Paso Robles?
That's in Paso Robles, right by our vineyards there.
Uh-huh. Got your own airport.
No, we do not. That's Paso Robles. It's just a tiny little non-commercial private jet type of airport.
Okay.
Tiny,
And what can we expect tasting this? The alcohol content, incidentally, I didn't mention it for them, the Chardonnay, which is 14.3, and that's okay. Anything less than 14.5 is actually really good. But now Petite Sirah is a little different ball. It works a little bit different, and the percentage of alcohol in this Petite Sirah is 15%, 15 even. So that's about maximum of alcohol that we have that'll still pair well with food. That's one of the reasons I don't like high alcohol is it doesn't pair well with food. So when you get around 14.5 or so, that's when you can do it okay, but anything higher than that, sometimes it becomes a problem, and that's a good thing. This retails, incidentally, for about, what, $30?
Yeah, it really isn't really retail, to be honest with you. We do not make enough of this wine, to be honest with you, for retail. There are some wine shops that have it, but you will not see it in regular stores because we don't make enough of this vintage. We only produced 8,000 six-packs, so it's about 4,000 cases. And this Petite Sirah, it's so beautiful. It's 92.
And you're enjoying the heck out of it. How bad is that? Thank you, Michael.
I do want to, it is aged in French oak for 16 months, and it's 80% new French oak.
Boy, I have to tell you, the taste of this is just absolutely wonderful. And I have to say that the food that the chef has put together to go along with this, I'll ask him maybe if he'd talk a little bit about it. That's the pork recipe that you have. I can't wait for them to bring that in because I know it's going to go so well with the uniqueness of Petite Sirah.
Yeah, this is from the Iberico ham, and it's a really special pork brought in. It's the new kid on the block. You know?
Yeah.
But it's really, really flavorful. It's marbled very, very well, and it's extremely, extremely expensive. But
yeah.
We don't claim to be the least expensive restaurant. We claim to be the best restaurant.
There you go.
So only serve the best to our customers.
That'll work. I go along with that. That's a good answer. Well, now, the beautiful part about this Petite Sirah is the unique taste of it. It's got a lot of that black plum, which both the Cabernet... Well, then you have to be quiet. That's all I can tell you. If you can't hear, tell the person next to you to shut up. What else can I say? Rude is rude. Okay, where was I? Talking about this black plum, it also has a little bit of a hazelnut taste to it. So if you don't taste the hazelnut, just kind of try it again with hazelnut in your mind and see if it doesn't pop out and say, oh there it is, I recognize it. And if it doesn't, that's okay. It doesn't make you bad. Please understand, when we talk about different tastes and flavors in wine, if you don't agree or if you don't taste the same thing, it doesn't make you a bad person. Is that correct?
Not at all. Wine is so subjective, and there's great wines throughout all the world besides R.J. Lohr.
Yeah. Well, one of the things is that this pairs really well, not only with this beautiful pork that the chef brought in, and thank God he's willing to share it with us. That's a nice thing. But it has some aromatic herbs to it, which I think is very unique for red wine. Cabernet Sauvignon doesn't generally have that much of a herby taste, and that's one of the ways that you can tell the difference, even though they're both red wines. Also, I think this would go with this would go really well with almost any kind of a steak, whether it's a T-bone or a ribeye or a porterhouse or whatever kind of steak you happen to like. I think a nice glass of this Petite Sirah alongside of it would be good. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Also, in addition to that, great with lamb, any lamb
dish.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
And in addition to that, believe it or not, with dark chocolate. The last few wine dinners, I featured this as a dessert course with like a flourless chocolate torte and a raspberries coulis sauce. And so it's very versatile. It can go with because of the really highly concentrated dark fruit in this on your palate is incredible.
Right. I think that's very good. And that's good information. You know, I don't know why, but somebody passed the word several years ago that red wine like Cabernet Sauvignon and chocolate are automatic pairing that's really delicious. Not true. Not true. All Cabernet and all chocolate do not necessarily pair well together. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. But the unique thing about this Petite Sirah is the nuances that the taste has in it is what really makes it go so well if you were to have a piece of chocolate to go with it as well. The chef has put together, which he mentioned to us, a little bit about this Iberico pork, which is very unique. It's very expensive, and I think you'll find it very, very tasty. And as I speak, they're delivering it to our tables here for our group, and I think you'll say, oh, my God, I wish they brought out 10 times more, because that's exactly how much I could eat if they gave me the choice. But the idea is to taste it. So make sure that when you taste food and wine at a pairing like this, that you taste the wine first, then taste the food, and then taste the wine again along with the food before you swallow it, if you will, and you'll find out how well they actually pair together. We've got to go to a break, so if you'll hang in there, we'll be back with a little bit more information about this beautiful wine and the great food here at Nine Steakhouse. So we'll be back right after these messages.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Palms. That is the casino and resort here in Las Vegas, just off the strip. Beautiful place. You need to come here. You know, if you come to Las Vegas, so many people just, you know, they go up and down the strip. I'm not bad-mouthing the strip in any way, shape, or form, but I'm telling you, just off the strip is a lot of places that may be just as nice, maybe more economical, because they don't have the same overhead, if you know what I'm saying. So if you come to a restaurant like Nine Steakhouse, you're going to get a first-class prime steak, if that's what you like. Or you can get chicken or seafood or sashimi, for that matter. All of that is available on their wine list. And they've got a beautiful bar. Everybody here is very knowledgeable about what's on the wine list and what's on the menu. They can tell you how a product is put together. They can tell you what goes with it. If you ask the sommelier exactly what goes with this, I want to spend, let's just say hypothetically, I want to spend $35 but no more. What? Give me a wine that I could have with my steak. And that person will give you two or three different choices. And any one of those choices would be a perfect match with that based on your limit on the dollars and cents. If you say, I don't care what it costs, I just want it to be good, they'll tell you one thing. But if you say, I've got a $35 limit or a $25 limit or a $50 or $60 limit, whatever the case may be, they'll take care of you. That's their job. They're not trying to talk you into buying a $300 bottle of wine. And if you think that, or if you think that's happening, you're in the wrong restaurant. That just should not happen. And management, I'm guaranteeing you, don't want it to happen. You agree with that, Chef?
I agree 100%.
Absolutely. Well, now this Tower Road Petite Syrah, if you can remember that, 2013 is the vintage. But the Tower Road Petite Syrah is available at a few places here in Las Vegas, and I don't know where else around the country. What you might want to do if you are interested in trying it and you live somewhere else besides the Las Vegas area, you might want to send an email to J. Lohr Winery and ask them if you could buy a bottle or two or three. That would probably be something that they could take care of for you.
Absolutely. Actually, and I brought what we call our Wine Club member cards, Get to Know You cards, so that way if anybody would like to fill one out tonight, I will mail them in to our wine manager and put them on the list, even just to get emails from our winery. So I will pass them out at the end and send them in.
That's a nice compliment. And I have to tell you, and I know I said this a little earlier, but I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that one of my favorite wineries in California is J. Lohr. Jerry Lohr is a super guy. He's one of the few people that own the winery. He doesn't have 99 different partners and that sort of thing. And he would rather be on his tractor doing his work than he would be collecting the money at the front of the desk, if you know what I'm saying. He's just a true professional with one hell of an education. And you'll know that the first 10 minutes you talk with him. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. We're one of the few, even though we are a large winery, but we are still family-owned and operated, and there's not too many of us left. We're not publicly traded, and all three children are part of the business. Steve Lohr is the CEO, chairman. Cynthia Lohr is the marketing. And our youngest, Lawrence Lohr, is the director of education.
And this Iberico pork, just again, I know Chef Barry mentioned it, but I want to mention it one more time, too, was imported from Spain. The pork was raised in Spain, harvested there, and sent to the United States. So you know that it's not $1.99 a pound. You know what I'm saying? Chef says, this is the best, that's what I want. He orders it, and then he decided, hey, I think the people at Wines du Jour deserve something good, so he shared it with us, because he doesn't have a lot of it in the kitchen, folks. We all had a real nice treat enjoying that with this Petite Syrah, so I hope you did enjoy that. Okay, let's now go to wine number three. Wine number three is a 2013 J. Lohr Hilltop Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, I have to tell you, Hilltop Cabernet Sauvignon is one of their signature Cabernets. Why should I tell you when I've got Michael Suro right here? Tell us a little bit about your beautiful wine. This is killer.
So our J. Lohr Vineyard Series Hilltop Cabernet Sauvignon is from our vineyards in Paso Robles, and we named it Hilltop because the vineyards are up on the hill. And that's where the name Hilltop came from. And we'll be tasting our 2013 vintage. It's actually aged even longer in French oak than the Petite Syrah. It's aged 18 months in French oak, and it's 60% new French oak.
And the good thing is it retails for about $35. So a top-quality Cabernet Sauvignon for $35 is actually a deal. I know it may not sound like it to some people. They're looking for $6.99. But that ain't going to happen, folks. Just to find that out. Now, the good part also is that Chef Barry put together something really cool, I think anyway, and I can't wait to try it. is his beef stew. Well, let him tell us. Tell him what you paired the Cabernet with, Chef Barry.
Well, what I did was I bought some chuck and ribeyes, prime ribeyes.
Ooh.
And I took all the fat off, and I braised the beef into little small dice cubes.
Cool.
And then I also took some root vegetables, some parsnips, some carrots, rutabagas, turnips. I braised them also.
Things that you use at home all the time.
Yeah, I mean, but this is all product, vegetables, meat you can buy in the supermarket. You don't have to buy prime beef when you're braising, but I buy all prime here. It'll be a little less expensive, and you won't even tell a difference when you're doing it at home. You can buy choice beef or select. But, we made a traditional beef stew, and it's going to be a hot course, a hot beefy flavored. You know, summer is almost over, and autumn's on its way, so I'm spoiling it. I'm putting a little bit of into the mix, a little bit of autumn into the mix.
Sounds great. Well, they're getting ready to pour the Cabernet Sauvignon, and we've got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Cabernet, the taste of it, and so on, and then how it goes well with a chef's selection of pairing. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available locally on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now. Hello, CRN listeners. This is Michael Horn inviting you to join me and my co-host, sommelier Nicole Nielsen from Roos Chris Steakhouse, as we present What's Cooking on Wine. Find out about the latest trends in wine, great food, spirits, and a whole lot more. It's What's Cooking on Wine, done live at 6 o'clock Monday nights at Roos Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California, and then the replays throughout the weekend right here on CRN. So if you love wine and you love great food, it's What's Cooking on Wine right here on CRN.
Wine's du jour. We're having a good time here talking about everything you can imagine during the break. There's so many people saying, God, I've never tasted wine like this. Or, you know what? I've never had this type of ham before, and it's delicious. And that's a good thing. That's why we try to bring it out, going to an upscale restaurant each week. And that's why we're so happy that the Nine Steakhouse was kind enough to feature their restaurant on our 15th anniversary show this evening. It is beautiful. And I want to tell you one more time. One more time before we run out of time, the people that were kind enough to donate something for our quote-unquote goodie bags. You know, we did 60-some goodie bags, and believe it or not, that's a lot, especially when you have to move it from point A to point B, and they all weigh 10 to 12 pounds apiece. I never did weigh it, but it has to be at least that. It may be more, and that just means you're getting a lot of good stuff. First of all, from the Nine Steakhouse, Executive Chef Barry Dacake, and the General Manager Jeff Evans, Jay Lohr, our friend next to me here, Michael Scuro, Allstate Insurance, Barefoot Wine and Bubbly, Bodies the Exhibition. You've got some coupons in there to go see that, which is, don't miss it, it's a good thing. Bonefish Grill, Bravo Cucina, Brio Tuscan Grill, California Pizza Kitchen, CPK we like to call it, California Pizza Kitchen, Crave American Kitchen, Donna Marie Telfer, who is a beautiful massage specialist, DB Brasserie, El Segundo Sol, Elixir, that's a local lounge here in Las Vegas, Erica Woodbride from Avon was very kind, Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery, the Fidelity Investment, Food and Beverage Magazine, Grimaldi's Coal Brick Oven Pizzeria. Whoever is talking, please quit. Consider the person sitting next to you instead of yourself. Thank you. Grimaldi's Coal Brick Oven Pizzeria, the Hofbräu House in Las Vegas, Luxury Magazine, McCormick & Schmick Seafood & Steaks, excellent restaurant, McMullen's Irish Pub, one of our favorite places, Monterey Wine Country, the My Vegas Magazine, Origin India Resort and Restaurant, Outback Steakhouse, Poncho's Mexican Restaurant, P.F. Chang's, Red Robin Gourmet, one of the best burgers in town, Sammy's Woodfire Pizza & Grill, Set the Bello Restaurant, Sidebar, Siena Italian Authentic Trattoria, Food from Smith's Food, Sony, Strip Burger, Tivana, Total Wines and More, Town Square, Triple George Grill, UNLV, Whole Food Market, Wine Away, and Wine Wipes. Those are all the people that donated something that each one of you are going to take home in a goodie bag this evening that my wife put together for you. Now, this wine we talked about before we went to the break with Michael is a 2013 Jay Lohr Hilltop Cabernet Sauvignon. And let me tell you, the taste and flavor of this is very, very good. I think, anyway. In addition to that, Chef Barry has put together a real nice pairing with that. He told us a little bit about it before he went to break where he made this beef stew. And the presentation is pretty unique. So everybody here has had an opportunity to taste both the stew and also a little bit of this wine, and that's a very, very good thing.
I also, if you guys look at the top of the stew, you can see a little slice of mushroom. That's a summer truffle. They're almost done for the season. White truffles will be coming in. But this is the last month for summer truffle, so I put a little extra bonus on it.
Very nice.
So enjoy.
Man, everybody's going yum, yum. I don't know what else you can say. Okay, I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour here in Las Vegas. We're featured with California Jay Lohr Wines this evening. We're America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, tell everyone you know and tune in each week at this very same time. Thanks again to broadcasting from the Nine Steakhouse and the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas and your continued support.